fellow Stoics of the digital age. You've stumbled upon a golden treasure, and no, I'm not talking about the latest viral video or meme. If you've ever found yourself scrolling through social media, sighing at the pressures of today's world, wondering why you can't just let things go, or simply wanting to care a tad bit less about every little thing, then my friend, you're in the right place. Long before our modern-day challenges, some brilliant chaps known as the Stoics lived their lives based on principles that, believe it or not, can teach us how to master the art of not giving too many cares. Ironic, isn't it, that ancient wisdom can guide our smartphone-filled, caffeine-driven lives? Over the next bit of your time, you're going to discover 10 simple yet profoundly transformative Stoic principles. Principles so refreshing, they might just be the antidote to the chaos that is 21st century life. And hey, if you want to be the first to uncover more pearls of wisdom like these, go on and smack that notification bell and subscribe. What's the worst that could happen? You gain some wisdom? I challenge you, dare you even, to take that step. Welcome to the enlightening world of Stoicism, where old meets new, and where we get schooled in the art of keeping calm and carrying on. Now, shall we dive in? 1. Control what's within, release what's without. Imagine this, it's a rainy Tuesday morning. You've just brewed the perfect cup of tea, and as you're about to take that first soothing sip, your cat, Whiskers, decides to leap onto the table, sending your tea cascading to the floor. In that split second, your perfect moment is shattered. The old you might have erupted in frustration, cursing Whiskers and feeling the universe was conspiring against you. But let's pause and consider a different perspective, inspired by the ancient wisdom of the Stoics. Seneca, one of the great Stoic philosophers, once said, "We suffer more in imagination than in reality." Think about that for a moment. The tea is spilled, the moment is gone, but what truly causes our suffering? It's not the tea on the floor, it's our reaction to it. The Stoics believe that while we can't control external events, like a mischievous cat or a sudden downpour, we have complete control over our reactions to them. This principle is the cornerstone of their philosophy: control what's within, release what's without. In other words, master your inner world and let go of the need to control the external one. Picture a Stoic sage standing calmly amidst the chaos of life. They are unruffled by the storm around them because they understand that their true power lies within. This is not about suppressing emotions or being indifferent. It's about recognizing that our interpretations of events shape our experiences more than the events themselves. When Whiskers spills the tea, instead of fuming, you can choose to see it differently. Perhaps it's a reminder to be present, to appreciate the now. Maybe it's a chance to practice patience, or to laugh at the unpredictability of life. This shift in perception transforms a potential frustration into a moment of enlightenment. In today's fast-paced, digitally driven world, this Stoic principle is more relevant than ever. Think about the last time your Wi-Fi cut out during an important Zoom call or when your carefully crafted social media post didn't get the likes you expected. These are our modern-day spilled teas. Instead of spiraling into annoyance or disappointment, you can apply the Stoic mindset. Recognize that you can't control the Wi-Fi signal or the whims of social media algorithms. What you can control is your reaction. You can choose to stay calm, find a workaround, or simply accept the situation with grace. By doing so, you reclaim your peace of mind and demonstrate resilience in the face of life's little curveballs. Embracing the Stoic principle of controlling what's within and releasing what's without is like unlocking a superpower. It grants you the ability to navigate life's ups and downs with equanimity and grace. It's a reminder that while we can't predict or dictate the external world, we can always choose our response. So, the next time Whiskers or life throws you a curveball, take a deep breath. Remember that it's not the spilled tea or the glitchy Wi-Fi that disturbs us, but our interpretation of it. Laugh it off, brew another cup, and carry on with the calm confidence of a modern-day Stoic. By mastering your inner world, you'll find that the external world has far less power to disrupt your peace. 2. Embrace the present moment. Imagine standing on the edge of a pristine lake, the water's surface as still as glass, reflecting the sky's kaleidoscope of colors at dawn. The world is silent, save for the gentle rustling of leaves and the distant call of a morning bird. In this serene moment, you're entirely present, your mind free from the worries of yesterday and the uncertainties of tomorrow. This is the essence of embracing the present moment, a timeless principle that the Stoics mastered and which holds the key to living a fulfilling life. In our fast-paced, notification-filled lives, we often find ourselves caught in a relentless race against time. We juggle work deadlines, social engagements, and the constant bombardment of information from our screens. Our minds are perpetually racing, darting between past regrets and future anxieties. The result? We miss out on the only moment that truly exists, the now. Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic emperor, once mused, "Do not let the future disturb you, for you will arrive there if you nurture the present." This profound wisdom invites us to break free from the mental chains that bind us to the past and the future. Instead, we are encouraged to immerse ourselves fully in the present, to savor each moment as it unfolds. Recall a time when you were so engrossed in an activity that you lost all sense of time. Perhaps it was during a captivating book, a deep conversation with a friend, or a creative project that set your soul alight. In those moments, you were not just existing, you were truly living. This state of being, often referred to as flow, is where the magic of life happens, and it's where the Stoics beckon us to dwell more often. The present moment is a gift, hence the term present. When we learn to unwrap this gift, we discover a treasure trove of experiences waiting to be savored. Imagine walking through a park, the soft crunch of leaves underfoot, the sun's warm kiss on your skin, the symphony of birds serenading you. Instead of letting your mind wander to tomorrow's to-do list or yesterday's missteps, focus on the here and now. Feel the ground beneath your feet. Listen to the wind whispering through the trees. Breathe in the scent of blooming flowers. In the digital age, our attention is a prized commodity. Social media, news feeds, and endless notifications vie for our focus, pulling us away from the present. We often find ourselves mindlessly scrolling through our phones, our minds elsewhere, detached from the world around us. The Stoics, were they alive today, would urge us to reclaim our attention, to unplug from the digital distractions and reconnect with the tangible, present world. How do we cultivate the art of being present? Start with small, intentional practices. When you eat, savor each bite, relishing the flavors and textures. When you converse, truly listen, giving the other person your undivided attention. Practice mindfulness or meditation, grounding yourself in the present moment through your breath and senses. One powerful exercise is the five senses technique. Wherever you are, pause and engage each of your senses. Notice five things you can see, four things you can touch, three things you can hear, two things you can smell, and one thing you can taste. This simple practice anchors you in the present, heightening your awareness and appreciation of the world around you. The Stoics believe that true happiness is found in the present moment. By embracing the now, we free ourselves from the tyranny of past regrets and future fears. We learn to appreciate life's simple pleasures, to find joy in the ordinary, and to experience a profound sense of peace and contentment. So, the next time you find your mind wandering, gently bring it back to the present. Embrace the now with open arms, for it is in this moment, and only this moment, that life unfolds. By living fully in the present, you'll discover a richer, more vibrant existence, where every moment becomes a precious gem in the tapestry of your life. 3. Accept change as nature's course. Imagine standing in an ancient forest at the brink of autumn. The trees, once lush with green leaves, begin their transformation. Hues of amber, crimson, and gold take over, and as the wind whispers through the branches, leaves gracefully descend to the forest floor. There's a quiet acceptance in nature, a seamless transition from one season to the next, reminding us of the Stoic principle, accept change as nature's course. Nature is the ultimate storyteller, weaving tales of transformation with every season. Winter's chill gives way to spring's bloom, which matures into summer's warmth, eventually leading to autumn's harvest. This cyclical dance of nature isn't just a spectacle, it's a profound lesson in acceptance. Just as the trees don't resist the shedding of leaves, we too must learn to embrace the changes in our lives. Epictetus, a renowned Stoic philosopher, wisely noted, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." Change is inevitable, an integral part of life's journey. Whether it's a job switch, a breakup, or an unexpected move, resisting change is like trying to hold back the tide. Instead, the Stoics teach us to flow with it, to see change not as a disruption but as an opportunity for growth and transformation. Picture your life as a river, winding its way through valleys and mountains. Sometimes the current is swift and turbulent, other times it's calm and serene. You might encounter rocks and obstacles, forcing you to change direction. But like water, you have the capacity to adapt. To find new paths, embracing change means understanding that the river's flow is natural, that each twist and turn is a necessary part of the journey. Consider the metamorphosis of a butterfly. It starts as a caterpillar, confined to the earth, inching its way along leaves and branches. Then, it enters a chrysalis, a period of profound transformation, emerging as a butterfly, free to soar through the skies. This process of change is a powerful metaphor for our own lives. We may resist the discomfort of the chrysalis phase, but it's through these periods of change that we gain our wings. Modern life often lulls us into a false sense of permanence. We crave stability, clinging to routines, relationships, and roles. Yet, when change inevitably comes, it shakes our foundations, causing anxiety and fear. The Stoics challenge us to shift our mindset. Instead of viewing change as an enemy, we should see it as a teacher, bringing new experiences, lessons, and opportunities. How can we practically embrace change as nature's course? Start by cultivating an attitude of openness and curiosity. When faced with change, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this? How can this experience help me grow?" Practice gratitude for the constants in your life, but also for the changes, recognizing that both are essential for your development. Another powerful practice is mindfulness. By staying present, we can better navigate the uncertainties of change. Ground yourself in the now, appreciating the moment without being weighed down by what was or what might be. This helps in reducing resistance and fostering acceptance. Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic emperor, reflected, "Loss is nothing else but change, and change is nature's delight." This insight reveals a deeper wisdom. Impermanence is a fundamental aspect of existence. Everything in life is transient, from the seasons to our own experiences. By accepting this, we free ourselves from the suffering of attachment and open our hearts to the beauty of transformation. Embracing change allows us to see life's grand design. Each experience, each transformation, is like a brushstroke on the canvas of our lives, adding depth and richness. By accepting change, we align ourselves with the natural order of the universe, finding peace and resilience amidst life's inevitable ebbs and flows. So, the next time you face a change, big or small, remember the trees in autumn, the river's journey, and the butterfly's metamorphosis. Embrace the change as nature's course, and discover the freedom and growth that comes with it. By doing so, you'll navigate life's transformations with grace and wisdom, finding beauty in the ever-changing tapestry of existence. 4. Detach from external validation. Imagine you're a sculptor in ancient Greece, chiseling away at a block of marble. Each stroke of your hammer is guided by your vision of the masterpiece within. As the statue takes form, a crowd gathers, and their murmurings grow. Some praise your work, others criticize, but you remain focused, undistracted by the noise around you. Your satisfaction comes not from their approval but from the realization of your inner vision. This is the essence of the Stoic principle: detach from external validation. In today's world, the lure of external validation is more pervasive than ever. Social media platforms are designed to hook us with likes, shares, and comments. We post a picture or share an idea, and then anxiously await the digital applause. But what happens when the applause is faint, or worse, when criticism rears its head? Our mood plummets, and our sense of self-worth takes a hit. Epictetus, a Stoic philosopher, warned us against such dependency on external opinions. He said, "Man is not worried by real problems so much as by his imagined anxieties about real problems." In the context of social media, it's not the number of likes or the comments that truly matter, but our interpretation and emotional response to them. Imagine a lighthouse standing resolute against the crashing waves and turbulent storms. Its purpose is clear: to guide ships safely to shore, regardless of the weather. This lighthouse symbolizes your inner strength and self-worth. Like the lighthouse, you must remain steadfast, guided by your internal values and principles rather than the shifting tides of external opinions. External validation is a fleeting illusion. One moment you might bask in the glow of praise, the next you could be shadowed by criticism. The Stoics believe that true contentment comes from within, from living in accordance with one's values and principles. Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic emperor, advised, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. Consider a talented musician who plays not for the applause but for the love of the music itself. When they detach from the need for external approval, their performance becomes an authentic expression of their soul, resonating more deeply with themselves and their audience." Detaching from external validation doesn't mean becoming indifferent to feedback. Constructive criticism can be valuable for personal growth. However, it's crucial to distinguish between useful insights and mere noise. The Stoics teach us to use our rational mind as a filter, accepting what is beneficial and discarding what is not. Imagine wearing a suit of armor made of self-assurance and inner peace. Criticism and praise alike may strike the armor, but they do not penetrate it. You acknowledge them, learn from them if needed, but they do not define you. Spend time understanding your values and what truly matters to you. Regularly reflect on your actions and decisions to ensure they align with your principles. Practice mindfulness to stay grounded in the present moment. When you notice yourself seeking validation, gently remind yourself to return to the present and focus on your own standards of worth. Be mindful of your consumption of social media and other platforms that foster a dependency on external validation. Set boundaries to protect your mental and emotional well-being. Recognize and celebrate your achievements based on your own criteria. This builds a strong internal foundation of self-worth that is independent of external opinions. By detaching from external validation, you unlock a profound freedom. You become the sculptor of your own life, shaping it according to your vision, unhindered by the fleeting opinions of others. Your happiness and self-worth become resilient, rooted in the deep soil of self-knowledge and self-acceptance. Consider the journey of J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter series. Before her monumental success, she faced numerous rejections from publishers. Had she relied solely on external validation, she might have abandoned her dream. Instead, she persisted, driven by her inner conviction and passion for storytelling. Her story exemplifies the power of detaching from external validation and staying true to one's path. So, the next time you find yourself craving likes or fearing criticism, remember the Stoic sculptor, the steadfast lighthouse, and the resilient author. Detach from the external noise and find your validation within. By doing so, you will cultivate a deep, unshakable sense of self-worth and navigate life's challenges with grace and confidence. 5. Recognize life's natural cycles. Imagine you're on a serene beach at dawn, witnessing the first light of the sun as it paints the sky in shades of pink and gold. The waves gently lap at the shore, a rhythmic reminder of the ocean's endless ebb and flow. Just as the tides are governed by the moon, our lives, too, are subject to natural cycles of change. This is the heart of the Stoic principle: recognize life's natural cycles. Nature is an exquisite symphony, with each season playing its part in a grand, harmonious composition. Winter's stillness gives way to spring's rebirth, followed by summer's vibrant growth and autumn's graceful decay. These cycles are a powerful metaphor for our own lives, teaching us to embrace every phase with acceptance and wisdom. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor, wisely observed, "Loss is nothing else but change, and change is nature's delight." He understood that everything in life is transient. Just as the trees shed their leaves in autumn only to bloom again in spring, our lives are filled with endings and beginnings. Recognizing these natural cycles helps us find peace amidst the flux. Consider the life of a butterfly. It begins as a caterpillar, undergoes a transformative chrysalis stage, and finally emerges as a butterfly, free to explore the skies. Each stage is essential and beautiful in its own right. This metamorphosis mirrors our personal journeys, where every phase, whether joyful or challenging, contributes to our growth. Life's challenges often feel like turbulent storms disrupting our calm seas. But just as every storm eventually passes, so too do our difficulties. Epictetus, another great Stoic philosopher, taught that difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body. By recognizing that hardships are a natural part of life cycles, we can face them with resilience and grace. Our lives are a series of cycles: birth and death, success and failure, joy and sorrow. Each cycle is a chapter in our story, contributing to our overall narrative. When we understand that life is a continuous process of change, we can navigate its ups and downs more smoothly. How can we practically embrace life's natural cycles? Start by observing and accepting the phases you're in. If you're in a period of growth and success, savor it without clinging to it. If you're facing loss or hardship, remind yourself that this, too, is temporary and part of the larger cycle of renewal and transformation. Practicing mindfulness helps us stay present and aware of life's rhythms. By grounding ourselves in the present moment, we can appreciate the beauty of each phase, whether it's the quiet of winter or the exuberance of spring. This presence allows us to experience life fully, without being overwhelmed by its transience. Incorporate the wisdom of cycles into your daily life by embracing change and letting go of resistance. Reflect on the natural cycles you observe around you and within you. Recognize that every ending is also a beginning, and every challenge carries the seed of growth. The Stoics left us a timeless legacy, teaching us to live in harmony with nature's rhythms. By recognizing and accepting life's natural cycles, we align ourselves with the flow of existence. This alignment brings a sense of peace and resilience, enabling us to face life's changes with equanimity. Think of a beloved garden. Each year, the gardener witnesses the cycle of planting, growth, harvest, and rest. The gardener doesn't mourn the bare winter branches because they understand that beneath the surface, the roots are preparing for the next cycle of growth. Similarly, we can learn to trust the natural cycles of our lives, finding hope and strength in the promise of renewal. So, as you stand on the shore of your life, watching the waves of change roll in and out, remember the wisdom of the Stoics. Recognize life's natural cycles, embrace them with open arms, and find serenity in the knowledge that every phase, every change, is a vital part of your journey. 6. Seek growth in adversity. Picture yourself as an alchemist, tasked with transforming base metals into pure gold. In the ancient world, this was the ultimate challenge, a seemingly impossible quest. But through the alchemist's perseverance, meticulous study, and unwavering belief in the process, transformation occurred. In the modern world, this alchemical process mirrors our journey through adversity. The Stoic principle of seeking growth in adversity teaches us to turn our life's challenges into opportunities for profound transformation and personal growth. Imagine a blacksmith's forge, where raw iron is heated to blistering temperatures and hammered into shape. Without the intense heat and relentless strikes, the iron would remain a formless lump. Similarly, our character is forged in the fires of adversity. Seneca, a renowned Stoic philosopher, wisely stated, "Difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body." Just as the blacksmith's iron becomes stronger and more resilient, so too do we become through the trials we face. One of the most powerful symbols of growth through adversity is the mythological phoenix. This legendary bird, when consumed by flames, is reborn from its ashes, renewed and more magnificent than before. The phoenix's journey is a vivid metaphor for our own potential to rise stronger from the ashes of our struggles. Embracing adversity as a catalyst for growth allows us to harness our inner phoenix, transforming setbacks into a springboard for greater achievements. Epictetus, a former slave turned philosopher, epitomized the Stoic approach to adversity. He taught that while we cannot control external events, we can control our response to them. "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters," he asserted. By viewing challenges as opportunities for growth rather than obstacles, we can navigate life's storms with grace and resilience. Consider the story of Thomas Edison. When his laboratory burned down in 1914, destroying years of work, Edison's response was remarkable. Instead of lamenting his loss, he saw it as an opportunity to start anew. "Thank goodness all our mistakes were burned up. Now we can start fresh again," he famously remarked. Edison's ability to seek growth in adversity led to new innovations and solidified his legacy as one of history's greatest inventors. Imagine adversity as a rugged landscape, seemingly barren and hostile. Yet, within this harsh environment lie the seeds of potential, waiting for the right conditions to bloom. When we face difficulties, these seeds are nourished by our determination, resilience, and willingness to learn. Over time, they grow into the flowers of strength, wisdom, and personal growth. Every challenge we encounter is an opportunity to cultivate these inner gardens. To seek growth in adversity, we must shift our perspective. Instead of viewing challenges as insurmountable obstacles, we can reframe them as valuable lessons. This mindset shift transforms our approach to difficulties, empowering us to extract wisdom and strength from even the most trying situations. By adopting a growth mindset, we turn adversity into a powerful teacher. Accept that adversity is a natural part of life. Instead of resisting it, welcome it as an opportunity for growth. Take time to reflect on your experiences. What lessons can be learned? How can you apply these lessons to future challenges? Develop resilience by cultivating a positive attitude, practicing self-care, and maintaining a strong support network. Use adversity as a catalyst to set new goals and pursue personal development. Channel your energy into constructive activities that promote growth. Every hero's journey involves trials and tribulations. From Odysseus' epic voyage home to Frodo's perilous quest in The Lord of the Rings, stories of heroism are steeped in adversity. These narratives resonate with us because they reflect our own potential for growth through hardship. By viewing ourselves as the heroes of our own stories, we can face challenges with courage and determination. Life's alchemical process of transformation through adversity is ongoing. Each challenge we encounter is a step on our journey towards self-discovery and personal growth. By embracing this process, we align ourselves with the Stoic wisdom that adversity is not to be feared but welcomed as an essential part of our evolution. Consider the life of Oprah Winfrey. Born into poverty and facing numerous hardships, she transformed her adversity into a powerful force for change. Through perseverance and an unwavering belief in her potential, Oprah built an empire and became a global icon of resilience and growth. Her story exemplifies the transformative power of seeking growth in adversity. So, the next time you find yourself in the crucible of life's challenges, remember the alchemist, the phoenix, and the blacksmith's forge. Seek growth in adversity, and embrace the transformative journey that awaits. By doing so, you will not only overcome obstacles but also emerge stronger, wiser, and more resilient, ready to face whatever life has in store. 7. Cultivate inner riches. Imagine a vast, ancient library, hidden away in a secret chamber, filled with books that contain the wisdom of the ages. This library isn't made of stone and mortar. Rather, it resides within you, holding the timeless treasures of your thoughts, experiences, and inner wisdom. The Stoic principle of cultivating inner riches invites us to explore and enrich this internal sanctuary, to seek wealth not in material possessions, but in the depth of our character and the richness of our minds. In the heart of a desert, an oasis offers life-sustaining water and shelter. Similarly, within the chaos of modern life, cultivating inner riches provides us with a sanctuary of peace and fulfillment. Seneca, the Stoic philosopher, profoundly remarked, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more that is poor." This suggests that true poverty lies in the endless pursuit of external wealth, while true wealth is found within. Consider a humble monk who lives in a simple monastery, devoid of luxury. Despite his sparse surroundings, he possesses an inner peace and joy that radiates from within. This monk's wealth isn't measured in gold or possessions, but in his mastery of contentment, wisdom, and inner tranquility. Cultivating inner riches means investing in our personal growth, emotional resilience, and intellectual pursuits. Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher emperor, often wrote about the importance of the inner citadel, a stronghold within our minds that remains unshaken by external events. This inner citadel is built from virtues such as wisdom, courage, and justice. By fortifying our inner selves, we create a refuge that protects us from the storms of life, allowing us to remain centered and composed amidst turmoil. Imagine the excitement of discovering a hidden treasure map, leading to a chest of priceless jewels. Now, imagine that this treasure is the vast expanse of knowledge available to us through learning and self-reflection. Reading books, engaging in thoughtful conversations, and pondering philosophical questions enrich our minds and broaden our perspectives. This intellectual wealth is imperishable and grows with every new insight. Think of your soul as a garden. Just as a gardener tends to their plants, nurturing them to bloom and flourish, we must tend to our inner selves. This involves cultivating virtues, practicing gratitude, and engaging in activities that nourish our spirit. A well-tended garden of the soul blossoms with peace, joy, and a deep sense of fulfillment, regardless of external circumstances. Seneca taught that contentment is a key component of inner riches. He advised finding joy in simple pleasures and appreciating what we have rather than longing for what we lack. This doesn't mean we shouldn't strive for improvement, but that we should do so with a sense of gratitude and sufficiency. True contentment arises from recognizing the abundance already present in our lives. Imagine a skilled alchemist who transforms base metals into gold. Similarly, our experiences, whether joyful or challenging, can be transformed into inner wealth through reflection and learning. Every experience carries a lesson, a gem of wisdom that adds to our inner treasury. By embracing and learning from our experiences, we continuously enrich our inner lives. Regularly practice mindfulness and meditation to cultivate inner peace and awareness. Keep a gratitude journal to remind yourself of the abundance in your life and to foster a sense of contentment. Dedicate time to reading, studying, and exploring new ideas to expand your intellectual horizons. Engage in regular self-reflection to understand your thoughts, emotions, and actions, and to align them with your values. Perform acts of kindness and service, which enrich your soul and create a sense of connection and purpose. Consider the legacy of great thinkers and philosophers who, despite not amassing great material wealth, left behind an enduring treasure of wisdom and ideas. Their inner riches continue to inspire and guide us, demonstrating that the most valuable legacy we can leave is one of virtue, wisdom, and compassion. Think of someone like Nelson Mandela, who, despite enduring years of imprisonment, emerged with a profound sense of inner strength, forgiveness, and wisdom. Mandela's inner riches not only sustained him through hardship, but also transformed the world around him. His story exemplifies the power of cultivating inner riches to create a lasting impact. As you navigate the complexities of modern life, remember to invest in your inner wealth. Cultivate virtues, seek wisdom, and nurture your soul. The journey within is a lifelong adventure, offering treasures that far surpass the fleeting pleasures of material wealth. By embracing the Stoic principle of cultivating inner riches, you create a life of depth, fulfillment, and enduring joy. This inner wealth becomes your greatest asset, a beacon of light guiding you through all of life's challenges and triumphs. So, embark on this journey within, and discover the boundless treasures that await in the sanctuary of your soul. 8. Understand and accept fate. Imagine you're a sailor navigating the vast, unpredictable sea. You can't control the winds or the waves, but you can adjust your sails and steer your ship. The Stoic principle of understanding and accepting fate is much like this. It's about recognizing what's beyond your control and focusing on what you can influence. This approach not only reduces anxiety, but also empowers you to live with greater purpose and tranquility. Picture life as an intricate tapestry, woven by the hands of fate itself. Each thread represents an event, a moment, or a decision, intertwined to create a grand design. While you may not have control over the threads chosen by fate, you do have a say in how you respond to them. This acceptance of fate's role in the grand design allows you to navigate life with a sense of serenity and acceptance. Epictetus, a former slave who became a renowned Stoic philosopher, famously said, "Don't demand that things happen as you wish, but wish that they happen as they do happen." This wisdom encourages us to align our desires with reality, rather than constantly fighting against the inevitable. By doing so, we reduce our suffering and find peace and acceptance. Consider the ancient Greek myth of Oedipus. Despite his efforts to escape his prophesied fate, Oedipus unwittingly fulfills it. This story illustrates the power and inevitability of fate. However, it's not a tale of despair, but of understanding. By accepting that some things are beyond our control, we can focus on living virtuously and making the best of our circumstances. The Serenity Prayer, often recited in recovery groups, captures the essence of this Stoic principle. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. This prayer echoes the Stoic idea that peace comes from accepting what we cannot change and focusing our energy on what we can. Imagine life as a dance between fate and free will. Fate leads, setting the rhythm and tempo, while free will follows, making choices within the given framework. By understanding and accepting fate's role, you can move gracefully through life, responding to its rhythms with intention and purpose. This dance is not about surrendering all control, but about finding harmony between acceptance and action. Epictetus used the metaphor of a garden to explain this principle. He said that while we can choose to plant seeds and tend to our garden, we cannot control the weather. Storms may come, droughts may strike, but by accepting these external factors, we can focus on nurturing what's within our control. This mindset allows us to cultivate a flourishing garden of life, despite the whims of fate. Understanding and accepting fate doesn't mean passivity. It means recognizing the boundaries of your influence and making peace with them. This acceptance liberates you from the constant struggle against the uncontrollable and opens the door to inner tranquility. By embracing this principle, you free yourself from the chains of frustration and disappointment. You may not control the job market or economic conditions, but you can control your skills, effort, and attitude. Focus on what you can improve and accept external factors with grace. You can't change others' actions or feelings, but you can choose how you respond and how you nurture your relationships. This acceptance fosters healthier, more resilient connections. While you can't control genetic predispositions or unforeseen illnesses, you can choose a healthy lifestyle and proactive healthcare. Accepting fate in health matters allows you to focus on what you can improve. Viktor Frankl, a Holocaust survivor and psychiatrist, provides a powerful example of understanding and accepting fate. In the concentration camps, he faced unimaginable suffering, yet he discovered that even in the most dire circumstances, we retain the freedom to choose our attitude. Frankl's acceptance of his fate and his focus on finding meaning within it is a testament to the strength and resilience this Stoic principle can inspire. think of life as an uncharted journey through a dense forest. You may not control the twists and turns of the path, but you can choose how you navigate it. By understanding and accepting the unknown, you can move forward with courage and curiosity, finding beauty and meaning in the journey itself. Finally, imagine a river flowing towards the sea. You can't change the river's course, but you can choose how you navigate its waters. By accepting the river's flow, you conserve your energy and find harmony with the natural current. Similarly, accepting fate allows you to flow with life, embracing its natural course with grace and wisdom. In essence, understanding and accepting fate is about finding peace within the inevitabilities of life. It's about shifting your focus from what you can't control to what you can, and in doing so, unlocking a profound sense of freedom and tranquility. By embracing this Stoic principle, you can navigate life's uncertainties with resilience, purpose, and a deep-seated inner peace. 9. Be of service to others. Imagine yourself as a lighthouse standing tall amidst turbulent seas, guiding ships safely to shore with your steady beacon of light. The Stoic principle of being of service to others is akin to this guiding light. It illuminates the path not just for others but for yourself as well. It's about recognizing our interconnectedness and finding fulfillment through acts of kindness, compassion, and selflessness. Think of kindness as a stone dropped into a still pond, creating ripples that extend far beyond its point of impact. When you engage in acts of service to others, whether big or small, you create a ripple effect of positivity and goodwill. This principle emphasizes that our actions have the power to uplift others and inspire them to pay it forward, creating a chain reaction of kindness. Seneca, the Stoic philosopher, emphasized the importance of community and mutual support. He wrote, "We are all bound together in a partnership." This reminds us that our individual well-being is intertwined with the well-being of others. By being of service, we strengthen our communities and foster a sense of unity and solidarity. Imagine the joy of planting a tree whose shade you may never sit under or helping a stranger who may never know your name. Being of service isn't about immediate rewards or recognition. It's about the intrinsic satisfaction that comes from making a positive impact. This principle invites us to find fulfillment in contributing to the greater good, regardless of personal gain. Consider the legacy of individuals like Mother Teresa or Mahatma Gandhi, whose lives were dedicated to serving others. Their legacies endure not because of personal achievements or material wealth, but because of the profound impact they had on countless lives. Being of service allows us to leave a lasting legacy of compassion, kindness, and generosity. Dedicate your time and skills to causes that resonate with you, whether it's mentoring youth, feeding the hungry, or caring for the environment. Surprise someone with a small act of kindness, such as paying for a stranger's coffee or offering a listening ear to a friend in need. Use your professional skills to benefit others, whether through pro bono work, mentoring colleagues, or sharing knowledge and expertise. Imagine a web where each thread represents a person, interconnected and interdependent. By being of service, you strengthen these connections, weaving a fabric of support and mutual care. This interconnectedness fosters resilience and enhances collective well-being, creating a more compassionate and cohesive society. Marcus Aurelius, known for his meditations on Stoic philosophy, recognized our common humanity and the importance of contributing to the greater good. He wrote, "What we do now echoes in eternity." This timeless wisdom underscores the enduring impact of our actions and the legacy we leave behind through our service to others. Being of service isn't just about benefiting others, it's also a path to personal growth and fulfillment. When you engage in acts of kindness and compassion, you cultivate virtues such as empathy, humility, and gratitude. These qualities enrich your character and deepen your understanding of the human experience. Imagine walking in someone else's shoes, feeling their joys and sorrows as if they were your own. Being of service requires empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. Through empathy, we forge genuine connections and create meaningful impact in the lives of those around us. Consider the story of Malala Yousafzai, a young advocate for girls' education who survived an assassination attempt by the Taliban. Despite facing grave danger, Malala continues to be a beacon of courage and service, advocating for education and empowerment worldwide. Her commitment to the well-being of others exemplifies the transformative power of being of service. In essence, being of service to others is a manifestation of generosity, of our time, energy, and compassion. It's about extending a helping hand, offering support without expectation of return, and embodying the values of kindness and empathy. By embracing this stoic principle, you enrich not only the lives of others but also your own, fostering a sense of purpose, connection, and profound fulfillment. 10. Reflect, review, and realign. Imagine yourself as a pilot navigating through the clouds, constantly checking your instruments and adjusting your course to stay on track. The stoic principle of reflecting, reviewing, and realigning is akin to this constant navigation. It's about taking regular pauses to assess your life's trajectory, learn from your experiences, and adjust your actions accordingly. This practice fosters personal growth, resilience, and a deeper understanding of oneself. Think of reflection as your compass, guiding you through the complexities of life. Just as a navigator consults their compass to stay on course, reflecting on your experiences allows you to gain clarity and perspective. It's about pausing amidst the hustle and bustle of daily life to ask yourself profound questions, explore insights gained, and recalibrate your direction if needed. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic philosopher emperor, famously kept a personal journal known as the Meditations. In it, he reflected on his thoughts, behaviors, and interactions, seeking wisdom and moral clarity. His practice of daily reflection enabled him to cultivate resilience and maintain inner tranquility amidst the challenges of leadership and life. Imagine a mirror that not only reflects your outward appearance but also reveals the depths of your soul. Reflecting on your thoughts, emotions, and actions serves as this mirror, a tool for self-discovery and growth. By examining your successes, failures, and lessons learned, you uncover patterns, strengths, and areas for improvement. Consider reflection, review, and realignment as a cycle of growth, much like the seasons of nature. Just as spring brings renewal and growth, reflection allows you to plant seeds of intention and review your progress. Realignment then becomes the pruning and nurturing process, ensuring that you continue to grow in alignment with your values and aspirations. Dedicate time each day to write down your thoughts, experiences, and insights. Journaling provides a space for introspection and serves as a record of your personal evolution. Conduct periodic reviews of your goals, achievements, and challenges. Assess what's working well and where adjustments are needed to stay aligned with your long-term vision. Incorporate moments of mindfulness into your daily routine, whether through meditation, deep breathing exercises, or simply quiet contemplation. These pauses allow you to reflect on the present moment and gain clarity. Imagine sailing a ship across the ocean, adjusting your sails to navigate changing winds and currents. Reflecting, reviewing, and realigning your life is akin to this art of course correction. It's about acknowledging that life is dynamic and unpredictable, and that adjustments are necessary to stay true to your values and aspirations. Consider the legacy of historical figures and philosophers whose wisdom continues to inspire generations. Their teachings endure not only because of their profound insights, but also because of their commitment to reflection and self-examination. By embracing this Stoic principle, you contribute to a legacy of continual growth and personal evolution. In essence, reflecting, reviewing, and realigning is a journey of self-mastery, an ongoing process of becoming the best version of yourself. It's about cultivating awareness, resilience, and wisdom through introspection and learning. By engaging in this practice, you embark on a transformative journey towards a life of purpose, authenticity, and fulfillment. Imagine life as an adventure filled with twists and turns, challenges and triumphs. Reflecting, reviewing, and realigning allow you to navigate this adventure with intention and clarity. It's about embracing the uncertainty of the journey while staying true to your values and evolving into the person you aspire to be. Reflecting, reviewing, and realigning is not merely a task to be checked off a list. It's a mindset, a commitment to growth and self-discovery. By embracing this stoic principle, you empower yourself to navigate life's complexities with wisdom, resilience, and a deep sense of purpose. So, take a moment to pause, reflect on your journey thus far, and realign your course towards a future filled with meaning and possibility. These 10 principles aren't about being emotionless or aloof. They're about fostering resilience, embracing the present, and leading a life of purpose and depth. Well, my delightful virtual companions, as we draw the curtain on this enlightening journey through the hallowed halls of Stoicism, I can't help but reflect on how these age-old principles seem to fit so snugly into our frantic modern existence. Just goes to show, some truths are truly timeless, eh? Now, I've got a cheeky little challenge for you all. In the comments below, I'd love for you to share which of these Stoic gems resonated with you the most. Did Seneca's wisdom strike a chord, or was it Marcus Aurelius who felt like your newfound confidant? Let's get this conversation started so we can learn from each other. But wait, before you dive headfirst into the world armed with this newfound Stoic wisdom, I've got a small request. If you found even an ounce of value today, a smidgen of enlightenment, or simply enjoyed our time together, do consider subscribing, giving this video a big thumbs up, and ringing that notification bell. Not for the sake of vanity metrics, oh no, but so we can continue this dance of wisdom, sharing, and growth. Life's a journey sprinkled with challenges and surprises, but with the right mindset and a dash of Stoic spice, it can be quite the delightful adventure. Here's to mastering the art of letting go and living with intention and gusto. Until our next digital rendezvous, keep the fire of curiosity burning and the spirit of Stoicism alive.